Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Suzanne from John Anthony's. I received a phone call from you yesterday.
Yeah, how are you, Suzanne?
Good.
Good. What is the name of the business again?
It's John Anthony's Italian Bread Company.
John Anthony's.
Okay. Or it might be under a corporation, Garlics Cove, LLC.
Oh, there you go. That's what it was.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. I was like, oh, that doesn't ring a bell, but okay. Give me 1 minute. Let me pull up your file here. Okay, yeah, so I got the web registration that you were interested in equipment financing and working capital. I was hoping you could tell me a little bit more about what you're looking for.
Well, I guess I put equipment financing because I wasn't sure what that entailed. I'm not sure what you do on equipment financing.
Okay. Well, first of all, what is exactly do you guys do?
We're a wholesale bakery. We've been out here for about 20 years. We deliver to about 150 to 175 restaurants. We're just strictly wholesale.
Okay. Restaurants. And you've been in business for, you said, 20 years?
20 years this year. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Are you 100% owner of the business, Suzanne?
My husband and I are.
50-50 then on paper?
Yeah. I believe that's how they have it down.
Okay. With husband. Okay. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about what you guys are trying to do, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, we expanded a few years ago. And we were kind of undercapitalized when we expanded. So we took out some of those higher interest, you know, loans. I'm not sure, not loans, but, you know, the cash advances.
Sure.
We were trying to find a way to consolidate them and perhaps take out extra working capital to, you know, the business is growing so much that it's you know, we're kind of, we're turning people away because we have so much business coming out there that we just have, you know, we need a way to expand, I guess is kind of what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So,
in what way are you guys, why are you turning them down? Or you guys don't have the money for to make more product or?
Right. Well, that's just it. We would like to do some equipment. We'd like to do some expanding. Okay. But like I said, we took out these couple of those good cash advances and they're just, you know, they're high dailies and just kind of strapping us to, you know, be able to expand. So that's what we were thinking, if we could consolidate them and then do something. That's why your flyer actually caught my eye, because I saw that you do longer terms.
We do. Yeah, we do. Who do you have currently right now with those loans?
Can Capital and Knight.
Can Capital and Knight. Okay. And with Can Capital first, what is your balance? It doesn't have to be exact, but what's a rough estimate?
I want to say about 120.
Okay. And what is your daily payment with CAN?
568, I think it is, something like that. Somewhere around that number.
Okay. And then with Knight, what do you owe them roughly?
Roughly probably about maybe 40.
Okay.
And their daily is 622 because it was a short term.
Okay, 622. Okay. Now, for the equipment, what type of equipment are you guys looking at?
Well, what we do, I mean, we have ovens and mixers and, you know, I'm not sure. That's why I wasn't sure how your equipment leasing worked. I mean, just do you, you know, where you guys show us, you know, do we use your purveyors for equipment financing? I just wasn't understanding how that works.
Yeah, well, we have multiple different options. So we try to keep everything in-house.
Right.
That's our main goal, is to keep it in-house. Sometimes we do work with a couple other finance companies that we can get you approved for. It just depends on what type of equipment it is, what your industry is, and how much it's worth, how much you're looking for. Did you guys have, like, specific equipment already picked out from a vendor?
We have looked at some, but nothing specific yet, no.
Okay. What's the...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what type of equipment is it? Is it, are you looking at a new oven, freezer?
More mixers.
Mixers, okay.
Yeah, I think that would be like my main priority right now.
How much are those?
They range. I mean, they're. I mean, you could go anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000, but you know, we normally get a middle of the road something. You know.
Okay. And what's the what do you think a ballpark would be for the mixers?
I would say maybe 8,000.
Okay. And how many mixers are you purchasing?
Just one.
Okay. 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 And what are your guys' sales like?
We do about 150 a month. We did about 1.6 last year.
Okay.
We're on schedule to do about 1.8 this year.
1.8. Okay. That's good. And right now you're turning away customers. How are you getting new customers? Is it all word of mouth? Or?
Word of mouth, yeah. You know, we have a lot of chefs that go from one restaurant to the next and just kind of take us along, which is really nice.
That is nice. Well, how much money are you guys losing when you're turning down customers?
You know, it's more that we're just kind of putting them on hold. You know, we always keep them, you know, we always tell them as soon as we have an opening or as soon as we can get, you know, we have probably like three or four that we're just kind of, they're hanging out waiting for us to get back to them to tell them when we're ready to start. So.
Okay. And then by.
You know, we could expand, I mean, double if we wanted to. I mean, certainly don't, we don't turn them away it completely. We just say to them, you know, at this point right now, as soon as we can get back to you, you know, we'll get you started.
Okay.
But we have a good product. We have good customer service. You know, and I think just our reputation out here. You know, we just picked up an account. We just started with. They have about 15 locations. They put us up on their menu board. Every single one has our name on the menu board. It's kind of cool. So.
That is awesome. So, do you guys? What do you guys make exactly for all
just
these
bread.
Restaurants? Just bread, right?
Just bread. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. So, is it a lot of like sandwich shops or like coffee shops or?
Mostly restaurants, resorts, pizza places, delis, things like that.
Restaurants. Delis. Okay. All right. So, and then also the Can Capital and the Night Loan. You guys would like to reconsolidate that. What are you hoping to get? What's the goal here?
I mean, I saw in the flyer that I got. I mean, I don't know if this is realistic, but I mean, 250 would be perfect. I mean, I could pay off, you know, those and then. Utilize that to kind of expand, use that for, you know, just hiring people and doing that equipment. Actually, I probably wouldn't have to do a leasing. We could just, you know, utilize some of that to buy the equipment.
Yeah, and buy the equipment outright. Okay.
Right. Which I'd prefer, but.
Sure. What is usually your guys' out of the 1.6, 1.8, how much of that is profit?
I mean, I can send you my taxes. I can send you all the taxes and things like that if you want any copies of those.
Sure. Yeah, I would need that. I was just trying to get an idea of some numbers. Do you guys, what are your profit margins usually?
I would have to, you know, kind of look at what I have. I'm not at the office. I'm actually at a coffee shop.
Okay.
So I apologize.
That's okay.
I don't have
all
anything
right.
in front of me. I just was going through my voicemail, and I saw that you called yesterday, so I figured I'd
yeah.
call you back. I apologize.
No problem. Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I do have your email. I'll send you the application of what I would need, and then along with the list of items. It's just some bank statements, a tax return, and then if you could send me also the... first page of like your Can Capital and Knight, so I can determine the exact balance that you owe them and figure out how to pay them off and then get
okay.
you one large lump sum. Your sales are good, which is awesome. Your time in business is good. How is you and your husband's credit, personal credit?
Well, that's kind of fair because we've, you know, we utilized a lot of that, our personal to kind of expand the business. So.
Okay. Fair enough. That's not going to, it shouldn't hurt you too bad. I know we do have many options, so
okay.
I'm going to take all this info and we'll probably talk again before I actually submit it just to kind of confirm everything
okay.
with you. Do you guys just have the one location?
We do.
Okay.
We actually have had an offer to do a second location, and that's in California, and that was kind of our end goal. You know, that it was somebody that's actually buying a warehouse space out there, and they would like to expand into a second shop and have us, you know, they have their product that they make. They have a second suite that's available, and they wanted to kind of incorporate us. So, you know, something down the road, that's why we're trying to find somebody that we could kind of have a good relationship with. So at that point, you know, we could utilize you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be our goal as well. How many employees do you guys have?
I'm sorry?
How many employees do you have?
20. About 20, 18 to 20.
18 to 20. Okay. All right. Perfect. So, Suzanne, I'll send you that list of what I need. And then once I have all that, I'll put the file together. And then we'll kind of talk again and confirm some info. And we'll take it from there.
That sounds great. I also have you know, some profit and loss and balance sheets and things like that I'll send over to you as well if you need that.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm sure I'll need all that stuff.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I look forward to speaking to you again. Okay.
Absolutely.
Take care.